My name is Khalil. I am 17 years old. Today is November 8th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my mother, Sharice Whitaker. And we are recording in Kettering, Ohio. All right. So, Mom, tell me what I was like as a child.
You were very quiet. You were very, very quiet until you got home. Once you got home, it was different. You kind of like turned it on. Yeah. But to the outside world, you were a really quiet kid.
Yeah, I still am quiet, but less on my friends. All right. What's one bad behavior I had as a child, and where do you think I picked it up or from who?
A bad behavior. Sometimes you didn't do as you were told. Okay. But I think the one thing that you did not like to do was take showers.
I don't remember that, but all right. What is one important value / life lesson you tried to instill me as a child?
To always tell the truth, even though sometimes the truth hurts. I want you to always tell the truth.
All right. What had been the easiest part of raising me? Easiest part.
The easiest part?
Yes.
Well, for the most part, you were a kid that did listen. I might have just had, you know, sometimes you didn't. But for the most part, you did listen. So that made it really easy for me to raise you because you did exactly what I told you to do most times. So that made it a lot easier.
So basically, I was like an angel.
I ain't going to say that neither.
All right. What was the hardest part?
Let's see. The hardest part was trying to get you to understand the difference between your father and your stepfather. Because you had been around your stepfather for so long, you kind of had problems understanding which one was your father and which one was your stepfather.
All right. What is one quality / habit or skill I learned from you?
To be unapologetically you, period, point blank. To always just be you, no matter what others think or say. You have always been you, hence the reason why you still have that hair.
Yeah. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but all right. What type of style of clothing did you buy me when I was young?
Plaid button-down shirts. Jeans, Timberlands, and vests. Like, what's those vests? You used to wear a vest all the time.
Was it a formal type of vest?
No. It was like a little bubble vest type deal where you would wear the outside and you didn't wear a coat mostly because you had the vest and you had the long sleeves. Jeans and Timberlands.
That a bubble coat?
No, not a bubble coat, but a vest. Like I can't think of the name of it.
All right. What subject was I most skilled at when I was a child?
Math. Math. Still math.
No, not math anymore. What type of music did you let me listen to or made me listen to?
When you were a baby, you used to listen to classical music a lot. And then once you started getting older, R&B and hip hop kind of been where it's at.
Okay. Did we go to church every Sunday as a family?
Oh, no. You went to church with your aunt every Sunday.
Okay. What holidays do we celebrate every year?
All of the holidays, but the ones that stand out, of course, would be Thanksgiving and Christmas. Those were your favorites.
Okay. Do you see any similarities between me and my two sisters? If so, what kind?
Yes, you all are really analytical thinkers. Plus, you all are quiet. Well, I don't know. You and the youngest one, you and your younger sister, you're really quiet.
Yeah.
But most of you guys, you all three have that analytical thinking, problem solver type.
All right. What are some of our traditions as a family? We do like every year.
Yeah. Going back to Thanksgiving and Christmas, we would, you know, get together with family Thanksgiving and Christmas. But Christmas is the main one. where we would go over to, you know, your aunt's house, our aunt's house, and play games and, you know, just be around family. We do that every year.
What are some key family values that you tried to get me to learn?
To always put family first, and the people that you know have helped you throughout the years, to kind of just put them first and make sure that you keep that in mind as you go on for the rest of your years. You make sure you're there with your family and for your family.
My brothers?
Your brothers.
All right. What skills did I have as a child?
The skills as a child? I'm trying to think. I don't know. Your skills as a child.
Skills.
You always thought of others. You were kind. Maybe like caring is if that's a skill, you know.
Yeah, that's a skill. Basketball. I used to play basketball a lot.
Oh, yeah. You used to be good at basketball. Yeah. And you started playing football and it was over for basketball. Yeah.
What behaviors did I have as a child? Like any type of behaviors.
Oh, I guess that would be considered as kind then, maybe more so than a skill.
So I was caring for others?
Yeah, absolutely. You still do.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes to a fault.
Yeah, sometimes not the best thing, but.
Yeah.
What kind of food did you give me when I was a kid?
You ate everything like you do now, but some of your favorites was like chicken casserole, meatloaf, ribs, steaks, that kind of stuff. But your favorite, I think, was meatloaf.
All right. What are some expectations that you had for me?
To always do your absolute best. Anything that you put your hands on in life, anything that you do in life, to always put your best foot forward. And don't give anything less than that.
All right. That's all.
You're welcome.